Hello, everybody. The mic might be horrible while we're doing this because we're about to head out to a club meeting. Let me put this in the case. Hang on a minute. And let me grab my keys.
You're still listening, Sarah. ZUM is just putting, she's down here. She's getting everything zipped up. We're heading out.
Oh, I hear him.
Okay.
What'd he say?
Watch out for that hole, Monty.
Watch out for that hole, Monty.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to turn on my radio now. Yeah, go this way. Follow the grass around.
Okay.
And...
Okay, I got you. A couple feet in front of you, so...
All right.
Which one of you wants the front, which one of you wants the middle?
I'll take the front, I guess. I'm gonna test Sarah's,
Oh. That's gonna be fun.
And then, let me pull my cane up real quick. I don't like to go into the cane, so it's awkward. So, I think it was hard.
It's hard to sit.
It's horrible. And
we
have a little bit of a gap
before our seat, so I can climb into the back.
Well, I
try
to plan against the
traffic just in case.
We're almost
so
far, there's
the
armrest.
Well, sometimes there's more traffic than others.
Luckily, it went okay.
Oh, okay.
This way. I still got to go back a little ways.
That's true.
You want to grab the door?
For doing it. I got
yeah.
I just want to thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very, very, very much.
I get my bill.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot this was a cab service. I totally forgot about that. Okay.
$30 pickup fee and $10 a quarter mile.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. By the way, if you have any issues, Sarah, I'll just jump back there in a hurry.
Okay. No, I can just lean out the window and...
Oh, wait. Yeah.
That's cool. Wow, this is awesome. So basically, I actually did not think we were going to make the...
I didn't think we were going to make any of it.
Well, I didn't think that either, but I was thinking if we made any of it, it would be...
Take a right at East Pine Shores Parkway, and then take a left at East Roads Ranch Parkway.
GPS is accurate enough, which usually it's not.
Actually, it does pretty good for me.
It'll take us 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah, that's what our GPS said, too.
It depends on traffic and lights.
Actually,
that's true.
One of the programs that I use...
Is Waze.
Takes that into account. It's called Waze. It'll look
and it learns the route as you go.
Right. Although... In this case, we're only going there once, so it won't really learn.
For you once, for me, I forgot to launch Ride.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what... Oh, yeah.
You all right there, Sarah?
It's just my pen.
Your pen?
Yeah, it works.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to bring up Waze to show you how it works.
Shush.
Oh, cool.
That sounds horrible.
That's somebody on 5-2 through Phil's stuff. I really like Phil's stuff. It's up at Blue Diamond Ridge, so it hears everything in the valley here. So like when you guys could have called me when you were way back at your house, and I would have talked to you the whole way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a problem. Well,
the other lane had green, but the turn signal had red.
Oh, jeez.
And you don't see it until you come around the corner.
Oh, jeez. Well, boo.
We can listen.
Utilizing a PL tone of 100 hertz.
No good.
That's not the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel and Casino.
GE repeater. That's it. Sarah did the ID for that. Let's
yeah, ask. You did the ID for that, didn't you?
You did that too well. I think you did do the ID for that.
I've been doing that for as long as I can remember.
Are you serious?
Wow, the same one?
Well, yes, it's It's the voice of a previous club member.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it was her. They sound so similar.
Yeah, like, they do sound similar.
They do. I mean, wow.
She hasn't been a club member since her husband died, though.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
That was...
Anybody around for an audio report? WB9YCJ, haven't used this radio in a couple of years, wondering how it sounded.
Where's the mic? I'll take it. There's Jerry.
That's Jerry. Oh, wow.
NBB, November, Bravo, Bravo. I'm sure I got that off a bit. WB9YCJ name is again.
That's not fair. You can hit it.
Yeah.
I got a better antenna.
I got a better radio.
Yeah, I just have this.
This is a radio that I have in the car that I don't think
really?
I can that much. Which,
oh, wow.
If you plug into this antenna, you'd hit it with your HTs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Antenna makes every difference in the world.
That's well, true. Yeah. Well, right now, I can't afford anything more than a quarter wave.
Yeah, that'll even be better than your rubber.
A little unwieldy, and I don't want to hit someone in the eye.
That's part of the sacrifice. I mean, you gotta have more blind people in the world, right? So you gotta poke a few eyes out.
Phil's stuff is quiet, by the way, Monty.
Oh, you're still listening over there?
I'm still listening over there.
Oh, yeah. We'll get busy later, I'm sure. How come my Waze isn't like telling me where I'm at?
Oh, did you hit?
It says 19 minutes.
You didn't ask.
Oh, I'm 9.8 miles away. Wait a minute, I thought I was 8 miles away.
You are.
But it says 9.8 miles away now.
Oh.
I guess you have to go back to go over there again.
Probably.
But we haven't gotten that far. Where are we at right now?
We're at Warm Springs.
Okay.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep. That's right.
Warm Springs isn't. It says 10 miles on mine.
Yep, right here I say 9.8 is what I show on mine. I have a couple different apps I can use. We're 19 minutes out. Well, depending on if the light ever changes, we'll be.
Oh, yeah, Warm Springs is a very long light. I've had the opportunity.
You could meet people here. If you ever wanted to get on a first date, just tell them to meet you at this light.
Right? Yeah.
This is a perfect example.
Like, yeah, really.
Then you get there and it turns green right in time. I'll see you next time. Exchange phone numbers real quick.
What's that?
I was creating a new way of people meeting each other on the first date, you know?
Oh, I recognize that little radio that I heard on Phil's stuff just now.
Yep.
Wasn't that LAS's radio?
I think so. I think
or it could be Mark's.
I think a couple people have that.
I know Mark does.
Yeah. We've got a Popeyes here.
Do they? Well, that's good to know.
I like Chick-fil-A better.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
Well, Popeyes is more Cajun.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta appreciate good Cajun.
Oh, yeah, I do. I really do. I appreciate good Cajun. I used to live there. I used to live in Louisiana for 10 months.
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years.
I want to go back there.
I don't even know what the word Cajun even is. So really,
it's good food.
I probably had it, didn't even know it.
It's good food, Monty.
Okay.
It's really good food.
Well, sure, be the best food on this thing.
I agree there, brother Kent. That food there is so good.
Wow. I was just trying to listen to the GPS and I didn't hear it. We're louder than it. Oh my goodness. That's okay, our phones are louder. Do you have your Waze upstairs?
Yeah, but it's going through Audio Boo right now.
Oh, right. So you're only going to hear mine. That was the indication that we made the turn correctly.
Yep.
1.6, so we just turned on something. 1.6 miles on. Okay,
take an exit at 1.6 miles.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that. I was just giving it a hard time. I don't care.
Well, Brother Ken, I want to thank you very much for doing this for us. You're such a darling.
Oh, my.
Well, that guy's in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
I'm doing 65 and he's pulling away from me.
Jeez.
What's he getting a rush for? Holy cow. 1 mile on exit, whatever it said.
Exit 15.
Exit 15, right?
1 mile exit.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even say which exit. It just says exit right. Okay, that works.
Oh, well, okay, that works.
So this is the only bit of freeway we take during the whole journey.
Yeah.
Sad that you have to get on a freeway to go 3 feet.
Yeah.
1.2 exits down, so it does save quite a bit on lights.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. So do we get off on Charleston, or?
We're gonna get off on Rainbow.
Okay.
We're heading east.
Okay, that works.
If I took the 215 north, it'd take us a whole lot longer to get there.
Right.
Because it goes way west.
Yeah, my mom actually would take Durango all the way down to Charleston. Yep. That's how she does it.
GPS, Jason, is having us go Rainbow. Now, do you have a plan in case the GPS gets us lost? Which I don't think it will.
I know where I'm going.
He's been to these club. He's been to these club meetings forever and a day.
Yeah, I've been.
I've been driving this city for 3 years now.
Oh, I've been here for 20.
No, I've been driving it for work.
Oh, okay.
I do pools all over the valley.
So you go not just in this area, but all over the valley. So you've probably been in that community you just came out of when you picked us up.
We've got pools in there, yes.
Nice.
Do you know Ray Montoya?
I don't know anybody by name. I don't have, those aren't my pools that I do. I do callbacks on them when necessary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he installs them.
Ah, so you just repair them when they break.
We service the chemicals.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we do our own pool.
I'm getting into some of the repair ideas and some of the cleaning when people need it for one times here and there.
Now, for the record, because I can never get this straight, I've got Sarah's call in my head, burned in my brain, but I'm always forgetting yours. What is it again?
Should I get you a match?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Okay.
Burned in my brain.
Kilo
Bravo 7 Pony Horse Bicycle.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Bicycle, that helps. What did we come up with? Well, I'm the
United Kingdom.
Yeah, Kilo Delta 6 Curious Amateur Experimenter.
That's yeah, and I'm KE7 Zoom.
Yeah, you're just zooming along.
Well, I can't zoom anymore because of my leg, but.
And what did we come up with? We had a good one for Sarah. What was it?
No, we hadn't come up with
it. We didn't, actually.
No, for AMR. We had a good one for you. I thought it was. What did we come
something,
up with?
What is it? American Medical something?
American Medical Research? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, something like that.
American Midget Recycled.
Oh! No, that's Emily if she were to get licensed.
Yeah. No. It's the Chinese lady.
That's this thing. Yeah, that's this. Hold on, let me do it right. Hang on. It's this.
60.
Yeah. Or I can, you know.
Channel mode 60.
Yeah. I won't throw it into Chinese.
No, just don't.
But yeah, it's interesting and intriguing and stuff.
It's very intriguing.
Yep.
And mine has the same voice.
Yes, if we throw it in Chinese.
If we throw it in Chinese, which I'm not going to do because I don't have my menu guide with me right now.
Good. I hate to see you, like, not know what you were doing because you forgot, you know, didn't bring the... Oh, wow. I get into fill stuff really well.
KD6CA
14652. On the handheld.
Oh, nice. I know. Hang on a minute. KE7ZUM to KD6CA. I'm hearing you loud and very clear.
I hope so.
What's this? Yeah, copy. You're sounding good to me as well. Heading to a club meeting, so maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see you there.
Well, I'm
planning on having surgery on the way.
Have a safe trip, 86 CAE.
Oh yeah, you too. Yeah, I'll see you when you get there. KE7C, I'm listening.
I told you we would do that. You can now say you had a QSO with someone in the same car as you.
It's on audio, boo dude.
Yeah, that's even better. I think a few audio boos will come out of this, because remember, we still have the media.
Yeah, that's true. So. I could not keep a straight face.
I saw that. That's perfectly okay. You saw how hard I was trying to do it. I succeeded a little bit.
You succeeded. I did not.
I almost didn't. I was very close. I was,
Yeah, and I'm sure. Who was it? The strict one, Mark.
Oh, Mark.
What are you guys doing? You're just a bunch of youngies.
Yeah. Well, that's his nature.
I think he was like after us, and that's actually when I turned the radio down.
He wasn't after us. He was just giving us a hard time.
Yeah, whatever.
He's got to get used to it. Oh God, it's Terry. What? Hello, Terry. What are you up to? Didn't expect to hear you out here. What's going on, KD6CAE?
Oh, not much. You said you were headed home soon. Is that today?
No, actually, you still got me for another day and a half or so. I'll be heading home Thursday morning, bright and early, about midnight. But I'm still in the valley until then, just heading to a radio club meeting right now.
You're coming in staticky on my end.
That's because he's so close to proximity.
Oh, okay.
Overmodulating your radio.
It's called descent.
Yeah.
Say again, Terry, I was listening to some background noise.
I just wanted to catch you and say hey and come back soon before you left.
Oh, definitely. I'll try to give you a shout on your machine before I leave. If I miss you, then I'll hope to see you next time I come back. And like I said, I'll be here till Thursday morning. KD6CAE, mobile 52.
Yeah, don't forget about that EchoLink machine either. Over on Scott's.
What's Jerry's call sign again?
November X-ray 7 Romeo.
Get back to wherever you need to be.
Copy that. Yeah, I was on it earlier today, actually. It works quite well. I was checking it out, and it worked amazingly well. I'm amazed how well this thing of Phil's works.
What is it again?
I'm on Blue Diamond there.
NX7.
I mean, I haven't lost it at all in this whole area.
NX7.
Take care. KD6CAE mobile somewhere in the Las Vegas Valley.
Yeah. All right.
That's cool.
KE7ZUM to NX7R, how you doing?
Doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm also heading to a club meeting. Yeah, as you just heard.
Well, you guys will have a good time. Which club is having the meeting tonight?
Las Vegas Radio Amateur Club.
It's the Las Vegas Radio Amateur Club.
Yeah, the 9-4 Club. Gotcha. Very good.
You knew what that was.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. This is my first club meeting in 4 years.
Well, you'll learn all kinds of stuff that you didn't know before, maybe some that you didn't want to know.
Yeah, that's true.
Either that or I'll relearn some stuff that I'd forgotten about.
That's for sure. Well, you guys enjoy.
I certainly will. All right, KE7ZUM listening.
There you go.
He cut off half his call sign.
There's KHJ.
I've heard him before somewhere.
Wow.
Now
they'll be chatting for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Probably got a good 10 minutes. Anyway, let's say good afternoon.
4.3 miles
in 10 minutes.
Good
afternoon.
According to the traffic.
Yeah.
I haven't quite figured out why it's all been bad.
How would you say the traffic is on this road right now? Would it be light, moderate, heavy? We're not at a standstill.
Not much going on here.
Feels pretty moderate.
It's moderate to heavy. Okay. There's a lot of traffic, but it seems to be flowing.
That's good. So if I did a report right now, I could say moderate traffic.
We don't have to do any traffic report.
That's true. I'm saying on my phone that I could use this, because this app has,
this app has, like, traffic reports and everything.
You know, people submit reports as they're driving along, and if you're, you know, if you're at a standstill, they can see that.
Yep. So do a report and then go to traffic. That's what you want.
You got this dip. Why is it dip?
Oh, are you not nav... There you go. Traffic jam is what you want.
What's not a traffic jam?
Oh, that's what it's under.
Is there a traffic flowing?
No.
Darn.
Yeah, traffic jam is where it stops.
Yep.
Well, Waze says moderate, heavy, light, so you can have a light traffic jam.
Yep. I'll say not a standstill. I'll say moderate.
Yep.
That'll work. I guess that's it. I guess it's done.
I think so.
That was it.
That was it.
Okay, that was nice. Now it'll be up there. Not that anybody will see it. Actually, I'll probably see it later. I think I've seen my own report.
You might be able to, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're still chatting.
Yep. Ooh, yeah, full cell signal. I like that.
I loved Darren's imitation of, what did he call it?
The what?
The rag people?
I don't remember.
Like rag chewing or something?
Oh, rag chewing, yeah. When
people are just talking on the radio, they're rag chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah, chatting about
nothing
in particular.
Darren did he did a really good
imitation. Old person imitation. Like, no, rag chew. Nobody else get on the radio. I don't know how he did it, but it was funny.
Yeah, he was really good. I have that booth somewhere. I'll have to pull it up. But yeah, and he also imitated the radio channel mode. Seek
that. Oh, yeah, he did that really good.
Seek that.
I should, like, save that booth. That was just too
cool. I can't.
He did that in the same booth, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that was a good
deal.
I'll have to find that again.
Oh, there's Wes.
Yep, that's Wes.
All in all, pretty good. Played around with some
while we're
stuff,
still a ways out, I'm going to try some stuff on the radio.
Okay, I'll follow you. Okay. Maybe.
Well, there's the 440.
I don't know if you have a choice. You're behind him.
Oh!
Now, well, let's see. I was going to try and hit 14694. I think it'll come in better.
That's
over
on channel 5 on mine, right?
It goes in and out. The farther north we get, the better off you be, because you're not hitting the Iron Curtain.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to. What blocks us from the Hilton in the part of the valley where we are? What?
The Iron Curtain.
Oh, the Iron Curtain?
Oh.
We call it the Iron Curtain. It's the new ARIA set of buildings off Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
I had great signal there from my HT until they built that. Now I can't hit it from my HT in my own house.
Yeah, oh, so geez.
I have a hard time hitting it on my J-pole.
I can hit it, Daddy, from my room.
You can?
Yeah.
You can hit Hilton?
Uh-huh.
You told me that earlier, but according to what your dad says, that's not the case.
It goes in and out.
Oh.
Okay, then it was
a of course, I haven't tried it since they completed the building with all the machinery that was going on up there.
Oh, that's true.
I hear that they're going to link the...
Oh, there it is. Whoa.
We're going to try and link the 9-4 and the UHF.
500. I hope that'll be in place in the night when I come back to town. That'd be nice. There's the...
Wow. There it is.
What
What
a difference.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
K86CAE, mobile.
You're sounding good.
Heading to the Denny's eating place.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, I know why I was sounding good.
You're on...
I didn't have the onset on. That might help. Remember, I don't know that one programmed in, because this radio is not really programmed for all the Vegas stuff.
Oh, yeah. If I can buy the software, Monty, and you can buy the software, I could just give you mine.
That's true. If we both get the software, I can just give you... I can get your file, and then...
And then just modify it, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Put it anywhere you want. Hilton Sucky. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we'll put there. We'll name
Hilton
it that.
Hilton Sucky. For the sighted. What is that? You know, what does that mean?
You'll see, you know.
Yeah, you sound really good.
Yeah, well, that's because I was...
You forgot to set the...
Yeah, let's go.
Now I know what happens if you...
Come on, move over.
00600. What band am I on, Sarah?
70 centimeters?
No.
I didn't hear the frequency.
14693.
2 meters.
That's 2 meters.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
He's trying to quiz me.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to show Sarah the difference in the offsets. Like, what's 440, what's 2 meters? I'm trying to make sure she remembers that. So that
yeah, because it's been 4 years.
When she has to set a repeater up, she'll know what to do. She'll wonder why she can't access it otherwise.
Yeah.
Just like what happened with you just now.
Yep. Listen how strong that is now. K86CAE.
Not from here.
Mobile, heading to that Denny's eating place.
I'm not hearing you at all on my
radio.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, close.
Right.
You're getting full signal, and it's overmodulating, desensitizing the radio.
And right. The reason you heard me before is because I was effectively talking simplex.
Yeah.
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 And I'm sure that's bound to happen. Well, it just happened.
Sounded like you had it on reverse.
No, I didn't have it on reverse. I was just talking on the output.
Yeah. That's... It was either reverse or the output, which is still the reverse. The output.
It's still the output. That's why she was hearing me so well.
That sounded great.
Yeah, because I was talking a whole, you know... Oh, there you go.
That just sounds awkward.
There you go.
I'm used to the high-pitched beeps.
Yep. They made it nice and different. That's a Linkcom controller up there, by the way.
Mm.
A Linkcom repeater controller. I don't know which one. Probably an RLC-2 or RLC-3. I know those controllers because I've helped maintain some of the repeaters in our areas where I used to live. Really fun thing. Have you ever seen the repeater? Yourself?
Me? No, I haven't.
Yeah, the controller, I've seen the controller for the that's on here. Not this repeater, but...
Turn right.
I almost forgot I had ways up. Okay. Now I forgot what I was saying. That's okay. Mount Charleston Boulevard. Or West Charleston Boulevard.
West Charleston Boulevard.
Mount Charleston, we can't get up there. I'd love to go up there.
No,
radio,
you kind of can't right now.
The fire had to get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't opened it up to the public yet. Yeah.
Oh,
they're talking about releasing it Friday.
Oh, wow. Has it already passed the where the mountain is? Or where is it at now, as far as you know?
Mount Charles is west, northwest of us.
No, I mean, where's the fire in relation to Mount Charleston?
South.
Oh, okay.
It's all over the south south slope.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez. Yeah, I was listening to the news from the reporter's perspective.
Yeah. He's weird like that.
Whoa. Well, I can't listen to it any other way. We don't exactly have a TV.
That's true, we don't.
And you can't listen to analog TV anymore since it all went digital.
That's true.
In fact, I wonder what frequency the digital stuff's on. Isn't it probably up around 800 megahertz now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to know that, even like the engineers I talk to.
I used to know that, but...
Well, yeah, when it was analog, I knew what it was, but...
No, they said that they were...
you cannot pick it up on this radio anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. It's all digital, but, some digital data, you can hear the signal, you just can't understand it. I don't think you can do that with the TV. I get spread spectrum, so it's just all over the dial, so it's not in one spot.
Well, they narrowed down the signal.
Yeah.
That was part of what they were doing, is they were narrowing the signal so they had more bandwidth.
Right, so they could stick more into that bandwidth. Yeah. That's why you can have, like, 4 channels in one, and the cable company only carries the main one, so you're actually missing out with the...
There are some that actually have, like, 7 channels.
Yeah, some, you're
nearing your destination.
Oh, cool.
I'll turn this off.
Okay.
Oh, I need to remember where I am. I'm on the Hilton Sucky.
You're on the Hilton Sucky. And if you forget that,
you just...
You
need your destination.
Oh, boy. Here comes the fun part. Yeah, you would do that.
Not in this car.
No.
People get out of your way in a hurry.
I'm sure.
This thing is, what is this, a truck? A four-wheel drive? Or?
No, it's just a van.
It's a van.
Minivan.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between a minivan and a van? It looks the same size.
It's the way it's shaped.
Oh, okay.
Minivan is kind of in between a car and a van.
Right.
And a regular van is just like a big box, you know, round top, long.
And lots of seats.
Lots of seats.
I was in a van that fit 14.
Wow.
It was my...
Ours fit like 8, I think.
Nice.
Seat, what, probably 6 or 5?
3 in the back,